good Tuesday morning to you. It's 7:40. We're looking at 40 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewalt.
You know, if you listen to this show, we love when the time and temperature, when they match, so it's going to be a good day for sure. We need to buy our lottery ticket.
Yes, we do.
I don't know what the jackpot is, but I'll take it at any...
I'm sure it's over a million, and we can take it.
We'll take it. It's actually Take a Chance Day.
Here we
so
go.
So let's take a chance for sure. You're listening to us on the radio. That's FM 100.1 AM 1340 on the free WRHI app. Download the app when you can and take us on the go. You're also listening to us on WRHI.com, the website. And then on the TV side, you're watching us on CN2. That's Comporium Cable Channel 102, as well as all of the social media channels. Just simply search for the CN2 and WRHI. Every Tuesday, we check in with one of our four public school districts here in York County. This week, we're learning more about what's happening in the York School District. We have Brian Greason joining us. He is the Director of Special Services. And Brian, good morning to you, and welcome back again.
Yeah, nice to be with you this morning.
It's about a year ago this time last year we had you on.
It sure was. Good to be back.
We'll make it a yearly appointment. How about that?
Well, you're coming at a good time of the year because everyone's on that countdown.
Exactly. We cannot believe there's a handful of weeks left in this school year. It's really flying by, but it's been a great school year.
I know the kids are definitely excited. The parents probably are looking forward to the first part of summer. Once summer kind of gets into July and August, they're ready to send the kids back.
Absolutely.
And I know the teachers are ready for a break just as much as the students are.
Yes, they've a well-deserved rest for a lot of our teachers and vacation and that kind of thing just to unwind for sure.
Well, Brian, tell us more about your role as the Director of Special Services.
Yeah. Director of Special Services covers special education and all what we call related services. Mm-hmm. And today I know we're talking about some of what we call our support staff. We've got some great things going on in our classrooms, but to support our teachers and our students in those classrooms is a key. We have our school psychologists, we have school social workers, our counselors, we have mental health therapists in our schools. We have our speech pathologists. We have our OT, occupational therapists, physical therapists, just a lot of folks that are there to give support for some of our students and our families that maybe have some needs.
Brian, for the students that have all of these amazing support services at their fingertips, how does that look like in a day-to-day setting? If I'm a student and maybe I'm just having a rough time or something's going on in my personal family life, is it one of those things that I just tell my teacher I need to step out and go connect?
Absolutely. And the school counselors are there. Of course, you know, several school counselors in our secondary and a school counselor in every elementary, and they're very accessible. And they know the students. They push into the classrooms. They do a lot of lessons in classrooms. So they're not going to be a stranger at all to the students. And then our mental health therapists, again, through referral, what's great there, they're licensed therapists that the families can work with. And then that way the youngster can be seen right there during the school day and not try to have to find that appointment after hours and that type thing. And so they're busy. Their caseloads are high. They're seeing lots of students now, which is a good thing.
That means people are accessing it. Well, Lucas, boy, times have changed since we were all in school.
Yeah, when I was in high school, we had one guidance counselor that did handle, I assume, some mental health issues that came up, though that was not a buzzword back then. But that individual also had to help students apply for colleges, look for college scholarships. The same thing many years later that happened at your school, Alex.
Very similar.
So we fast forward now to 2024, and the job that one person had now seems to be divided up among several individuals.
Exactly. Yes, that's correct. Mm-hmm.
So again, these positions have always existed, but schools have realized we need to get a handle on this. We're noticing trends with our faculty and staff, our teachers and students, that if we don't provide them with some skills, they're just not going to be set up for success once they graduate? Is that the mind frame?
Exactly. Okay. And seeing the students where they are, you know, meeting the needs where they are. Sometimes the situation is we probably get our social worker involved because there's something between the school and the family. And there's a lot of needs with some of our families. And if a family is struggling at home, it could be financial. There could be some things going on, helping to meet those needs as well. Because if a youngster comes into school in the morning and he hasn't slept well, he hasn't had enough nutrition, there's so many factors there. So, you know, again, our social workers can come into play there. Our school nurses do a lot more than, what is it, they used to say, Band-Aids on the boo-boos. And
Band-Aids on the boo-boo.
We've got just a lot of, you know, serious medical conditions, but our kids can come to school because of the expertise of our school nurses. And they do a lot of that kind of counseling as well when you know, students come to see them with different things that they're concerned about. So just that team approach to the all these different services is huge.
Those support services, as you're sharing here, is really molding these young youth for the success of their future. And my hopes are, I know the high school setting also offers these incredible supportive services, but as we are saying off air, it's going to take this to trickle from every age of these youth's developmental life onward, because it's skills that take life experiences to put the skill into practice, but starting them young is the best way to do it. So kudos to you all.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, early intervention, absolutely.
So Brian Greason is with the York School District. He's the Director of Special Services, just listing how what those special services look like and the support that's within every school within the York School District.
That's
this
correct.
Is not just at the district office.
That's right. They're available in each and every school.
So, Brian, playing devil's advocate just a little bit, some people might say, hey, listen, we're coddling these kids way too much. I mean, the real world is the real world, and there's not a lot of hand-holding, and it is tough out there, and you kind of have to fall a couple of times to get back up to see how strong you are. Right. So how do you balance that so you're not dealing with every stress that a young person has, because it's a lot, right, but really how to help them balance that, but also know, hey, this is part of growing up and part of the real world. People are not going to be that helpful sometimes and that forgiving, that loving to you once you get out in the real world.
Yeah, I think that meeting the student where they are and the families where they are, and you're right, it is a real world out there, but to face what we do, all of us do each and every day, is what skills do we need to face the real world? Some of our students adjust and do fine. For a lot of the time, they may have periods of time, and then we have some, for various reasons, they may be struggling in a lot of different things. And then there may be some mental health diagnoses and those type things that come into play. So I do hear that from, you know, the public, and that is like, oh, we can't be coddling these kids. But, you know, that's not what this is all about. It is teaching those skills and teaching those coping skills and things so they can go out and be successful no matter what they're doing, you know, whether they're in school, whether they're out playing athletics, out on the youth sports and that type thing. And then as they graduate, preparing them for if they're going to be on to a technical school, four-year college, the workplace, military, what skills do they need, and supporting that social, emotional development, which is so important.
I guess we can celebrate we're at the point in life where we can raise our hand and say, hey, listen, something's just not right.
I need help.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Everything's fine. I'm not there yet. But I just need, what can I do? And to your point, it might be when you get stressed, take a deep breath, close the book, put your head down on the desk for 5 minutes, and then come back to life. Which is better understanding for us all.
Some may need cognitive behavioral therapy. Yeah. Really, the list goes on. But the world is different, and it's hard for parents to judge what the young ones are going through. Because, again, this world is different. But as our data shows, between suicide and mental health rates being up, you have to have these early interventions. And we're so grateful to have these supportive resources right here in our local York School District.
And I'm sure, Brian, a lot of these services have become heavily heavily popular since COVID, right? I mean, we are starting to learn what we all went through during COVID, right, and sheltering in place, while was the decision at the time, we're learning that we are social human beings. And so that, I know that has really sped up this, the need for these services.
Yeah. And we never look at that as, it's definitely our history, the post-pandemic, you know, we definitely are dealing with those things, but the key is how do we move forward from that? You know, it was impacted all of our families and our students and our communities. How do we move forward at this point?
So. And what's great about these services, if they're offered there at the school, they're able, the young person is able to take care of it right there with, I'm sure, notifying the parents.
Yes.
But that means the parent or the caregiver does not have to take time off of work and come get the child and then take them somewhere else and then bring them back. And that's, you know, you lose a whole day of classroom time, and the parent loses some job time, you know, time on the job and all that stuff. So the fact that this is right here at your child's school is fantastic. Again, a lot of these services are at every single school within the York School District at the elementary, middle, and high school level.
Yes.
So if they have questions, they can just reach out to the individual, their child's teacher for starters.
Yes, or the school counselor is always a good start. And then if some of these other folks, we can easily get them involved as their district. You know, they share the schools, our school psychologists and social workers and our speech therapists and those type things. But they are easily accessible and can be reached and get things, you know, getting around the table. You know, that's how a lot of this starts. We have MTSS teams, multi-tier systems and supports in each school, and that's a variety of people. It's our behavior interventionists, our reading interventionists, our literacy coaches, teachers, school psychologists, and they can come together and look at any student that's struggling, whether it's academics, whether it's behavior, social, emotional development. Anybody struggling, they can bring to these teams and really get some interventions going.
And Brian, if these young people seek these services, are their parents notified?
Absolutely. The parents are always from the get-go. Mm-hmm. We want them because it's a joint effort always with families, with our parents and our students, as well as collaborating with our outside agencies too, you know, physicians and different agencies out. Collaboration's a key.
Well, again, this is happening right at your child's school if they attend any of the schools within the York School District. And it's just great to know, Alex, you said it best, at school it's a different time than when we were there even just a couple years ago. So the fact that we are growing and evolving, it seems like it's headed in the right direction. Brian Greason, again, is with the York School District. He is the Director of Special Services.